Hello.
Hello.
My name is Eric. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Kenneth?
Yes, speaking.
Thank you. Kenneth, would you be able to help me with a little survey about Phoenix really quick?
Sure.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Let me go ahead and continue really quick. First of all, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Like as far as, what do you mean? Like politics?
Just generally speaking, things in Phoenix.
It seems like it's okay.
Got it. Thank you. Now, I'm going to, I would like to ask you some questions about the Lavigne area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of Phoenix.
I live in Lavigne.
Got it. Thank you. Yeah, just to make sure going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Lavigne. Let me go ahead and continue.
Okay.
Thank you. In what year were you born?
I was born in 1976.
Thank you. Are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Hispanic or Latina? No.
Yeah. Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American, or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific?
Native American.
Got it. Thank you. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Lavigne? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
It's good. I know there's been an influx of people moving to Lavigne, so it's caused a little bit of congestion.
Got it. Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Lavigne. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5.
Okay.
Better street and road maintenance?
5.
Thank you. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
4.
Thank you. More affordable housing options to rent or buy?
5.
Thank you. More parks and recreational opportunities?
5.
Thank you. More good paying jobs?
Same. 5.
Thank you. More dining and entertainment options?
4.
Got it. Better public transportation options?
I guess 4.
Thank you. Let me move on, please. In terms of your job status, are you employed or unemployed but looking for work, retired, student, or homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. And would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Lavigne?
There's not enough.
Perfect. So it will be too few, right?
Yeah.
Got it. Let me move on. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Lavigne?
Too few.
Thank you. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. for each, please tell me yes or no, or if you would like to see more of that kind of business in Levin. Grocery stores and supermarkets?
More.
It would be more strongly or more somewhat?
More strongly, because we only have two main grocery, or three main grocery stores in Levine, and there's not enough.
Got it. Thank you. Dollar stores and discount change?
Not really. We have a few of those.
Got it. Restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues?
A lot more. We don't have enough.
Thank you. Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
More. We don't have enough. We only have Walmart.
Thank you. Doctor offices and hospitals?
Somewhat more.
Got it. Thank you. And appreciate we're halfway there. In your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see of more in Levin?
More health food stores.
Give me 1 second. Let me write that down really quick. Thank you. Let me move on.
Also, like healthy restaurants. I don't know if you want to add that.
Restaurants. Got it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levin? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home? Is housing affordability not a problem at all? A slight problem, moderate problem, fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
A very big problem.
Got it. How much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levin? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent? Is housing availability not a problem at all? A slight problem, a moderate problem, fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
Not really a problem. There's a lot of building going on, but the pricing is the really big issue.
Got it. Thank you. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kind of housing for each. Please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levin. Would you like to see more housing options for seniors in Levin?
Yes.
Thank you. That would be yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Yes, somewhat.
Thank you. Would you like to see some more single-family detached homes in Levin?
Yes, a lot more.
Would you like to see some more townhouses or attached homes in Levin?
Yes, somewhat. Hello? Hello? Hello?